They cannot be usefully reduced to physics and chemistry. He agreed with pioneer neuroscientists Charles Sherrington and John Eccles that the mind is distinct from the brain. He was not aiming to demonstrate the truth of any specific religious doctrine, but 50 years of research had led him to conclude that man was religious by nature, and that a craving for a spiritual philosophy that had its origins in human evolution was frustrated in the modern world. But he had a hard time finding scientific research on spirituality. In the mid-20th century, the research emphasis was on religion as an institution, although a few pioneers like Stace studied mysticism. Spirituality, apart from mystical consciousness, seemed to fall between the cracks. Lack of information was not the problem. Religious groups gathered large numbers of accounts of spiritual experiences, to be sure, but always in support of an institution or doctrine. These groups, although mostly honest, had no incentive to overcome the file drawer problem, infamous in scientific research. They intentionally solicited accounts that supported their views and avoided those that contradicted them. And, in a deeply ironic turnabout, for decades the scientific approach had been to concoct materialist theories based on little or no data. So the people who had the data could not look at it in an objective way, and the people who could do so preferred theory to data. Not surprisingly for a zoologist, Hardy decided that the unavoidable first step was to go out into the wilds, collect a large number of actual specimens, and then describe and classify them. Beginning in 1969, he asked, through a newspaper appeal and a pamphlet, for accounts of spiritual experiences from the British public at large. This approach displeased some social psychologists, who thought he ought to have begun with a questionnaire. Hardy stood his ground, saying, "The specimens we are hunting are shy and delicate ones, which we want to secure in as natural a condition as possible. We must, at all costs, avoid damaging or distorting them by trying to trap them within an artificial framework." He and his colleagues studied the accounts they received carefully and followed up with a questionnaire, once they had had a chance to consider what they should ask. At their newly opened Religious Experience Research Unit, RERU, at Manchester College in Oxford, Hardy's group received over 4,000 first-hand accounts of specific, deeply felt transcendental experiences that made the experiencers aware of a benevolent, non-physical power which appears to be partly or wholly beyond and far greater than the individual self.